Hi, this is Guy Rob Faria, Senior President of the United States on the electoral call. What I'm going to talk about is, very briefly, I got about 6 minutes at the most on the tape, is the current problem that's in New York and northeastern states today, which is near the end of October 29th, 2012, and they are being currently battered by a storm from the Atlantic, and the storm is forecast into the Great Lake regions, and it'll probably start pulling some colder air in, and may even see some lake effect snows out of it. The problem we have now is, logistically, they tried to prepare New York for a hurricane, and logistically you can't do that because New York is not a hurricane state. They are a storm state, so they lost the logistics in the move from the storm state into a hurricane state, because there's a whole different types of rules of law involved in hurricanes as there is in different is in storms. Florida is a good example. You can call a hurricane in Florida 5 miles an hour because 90% of the time the anemometers are blown off and your last registry is 5 miles an hour. Now that's not the case in a storm state because your anemometers will carry as high as Mount Washington up to 200 miles an hour. So what has taken place is we have to turn everything back to a storm state, which is the northeastern states currently under a severe storm, and that'll allow proper logistics moves for our C-5A airplanes that can carry water, blankets, and food, but no transportation vehicles, or horses, or cats, or dogs. If you want to take a horse back there to assist New York in their horse battalion, then you do with a horse trailer and take it to the Mason-Dixon line, and then ride your horse into New York. As far as it goes to the vehicles, if you want to come from, for instance, a county like Stanislaus County and you want to work in New York, you drive back there. It takes about 3 or 4 days to drive back there. And you go back in with your signed vehicle and you have orange caution lights on, and you work in assistance and you don't make arrests, strictly assistance, and you can assist in being a witness of any events that may come out when you do reports. But as far as arresting authority, it stays in the state or county that has that authority. As far as emergency proclamation, Barack Obama turned a news conference into a political statement when he chose to ask a question that he already seated in the audience, because as press corps, all questions are seated. So that stopped our emergency funding. Now we have to go to state funding into the state storms. So that brings us back into our national level. So the federal level drops out and the national level comes up. So this will help you in your logistics moves for all your dispatchers, and this should solve the problem. Sky Rob Faria, Senior President of the United States.